Hi, I'm Kathy Collins, co-founder of Charlotte Lit, bringing a Charlotte Readers Podcast 2-Minute Writing Tip. Today's tip is a revision technique that's proved invaluable in making my writing a bit more interesting and musical. Writers tend to fall into predictable diction patterns, whatever their former genre. This is especially true of sentence structure. Some of us lean toward using mostly short sentences with simple subject-verb construction. Others of us stack clause upon clause into paragraph-long, description-laden sentences. Neither type of construction is wrong. In fact, we need both, as well as sentences and lengths and varieties between these two extremes. Variety contributes to a rhythm that keeps the reader's ears engaged in the narrative. When we fail to mix things up, we risk losing reader interest. Here's a simple trick for examining your own tendencies. Take out something you're working on and copy and paste a paragraph or two onto a new Word document. Then separate those sentences by hitting the return key a couple of times at the end of each. If you're like me, you might be surprised to see that your new page is filled with a series of sentences all about the same length. Now that you've seen what was hidden within the paragraphs, you can do something about it. If you tend to write long, complex sentences, find several that could benefit from division. A long sentence followed by one or two short declarative sentences creates a pleasing rhythm. Bonus points if you can turn one of those statements into a question. Likewise, if you tend to write short, find several that might work together to form a longer, more complex sentence. Better yet, try to expand some of the shorter lines, adding sensory-rich detail, metaphor, or asides. The details should matter, of course. They need to enrich your writing, not clutter it. Where a short, declarative sentence works best, leave it alone. While you're intensely investigating things, take a look at the way you use adjectives. If you're a writer who leans on them for description, consider eliminating a few and find other ways to add detail. Have fun with this one, and if you'd like more such tips and writing prompts, visit us at charlottelit.org, where you'll find information about writing classes, special events, and a link to our free weekly prompt-based writing group, Pen to Paper.